Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is The Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to The Annie Fry Show. The people are pouring into the Ruler Foods in St. Charles, but we need you to come see us. Come say hi. I'd love to shake your hand and partner with you today at the Ruler Foods in St. Charles to help the St. Louis Area Food Bank, which is helping anybody who's in earshot of 97.1. The St. Louis Area Food Bank is responsible for helping stock those pantries in your community. And we have cash coming in the door. Ryan is finishing up his first round of shopping. And I don't even know if he was able to get enough shopping done to spend what we have so far because you've been incredibly generous. I want you to consider just swinging by. You can go fill up a cart, and there's lots of stuff where you can go grab it real easily inside the store at Ruler Foods. They've made it super simple for you to shop, but you can also, if you don't have time to do that, you can drop off some cash and Ryan Wiggins will shop every single penny before we leave the store today. And it all goes to the St. Louis Area Food Bank. On my Twitter as well, on my X, at Annie Fry Show, you can see the link where you can donate directly to our food drive. We're trying to make the biggest impact that we can to help our community this holiday season. The YouTube live chat poll for today is, does Trump's win make you feel more charitable this holiday season? Yes, no, or I want to, but it's very tough. Let us know what you think, and we'll read some of your comments throughout the course of the show here. Let's get to Janine's thoughts on today's poll. I voted I want to, but it's tough because I've been out of work for 2 months now. I usually give a lot more than I did this year. Janine, I'm sorry that you are dealing with that, and I hope that 2025 is able to bless you in a way that allows you to spread that generosity. I know a lot of us feel it in our heart, but we're also feeling it in a negative way in our wallets. Today is a day that you can come together here with us at Ruler Foods to try to make a difference if you are capable. Continuing to see people stroll in, including Ryan Wiggins, who's strolling up to the microphone. Were you able to make a purchase so far, Ryan, when you went through the store here at the top of the hour? Were you able to get anything done?
Yeah, I got a lot.
They're checking you out in there right now. And by that, I mean
that's
helping you purchase things.
Yeah, because I wasn't able to purchase everything. I only got $300 worth
spent. And you've got a lot of cash sitting way too close to the end of the
table. There's still more to spend, so I had to come back to the radio here.
All right. Well, we're going to continue to work on spending what you were able to donate this afternoon. We've seen a lot of listeners come by. Patrick, Clay, Dale, Dave, multiple people who've said they want to be anonymous. Rick, the St. Charles County Driving School came by and made a very generous donation. Another Kyle and another Chris and Andy came by as well. It's so wonderful to see some people who we see every year at this time, also to see some people who are from our YouTube live chat. So the generosity is great. Mm-hmm. So let's keep it going here throughout the day. We talked in the first hour a bit about those drones that are flying over New Jersey. And I really don't know that the drones are just over New Jersey. It's just pretty much where we've seen them at this point. Our Senator Josh Hawley was commenting on
it. You can't tell me that we don't know what that is. I just think they're not being honest with us. I think that if we don't know, if our government really has no idea, then they're even more incompetent than I thought. We've got to get to the bottom of this, and they need to level with the American people about what's going on. It's crazy.
So Senator Hawley there saying that he doesn't believe that the government or that we don't know what's going on. In the last, or at least this morning, Congressman Jeff Van Drew went on with Harris Faulkner and said that there is a mothership, and that's a boat, off the East Coast. I really think the other way is more
that's a spaceship.
Yeah, Rocchio is here doing all the work for us to help keep us grounded, literally. Saying that there's a mothership off the United States East Coast that is reportedly launching these drones that are now flying over New Jersey. Where else are these drones? What are they doing? What are we in danger? Are people in danger because of these drones? Is it just some sort of information warfare? Like, what is your big worry when you see these types of stories?
Yeah, that's, well, the first worry that everybody asks is, why don't we know what this is? Like, everybody has the same fear that, are we actually incompetent? Because this seems like something you should know.
It feels that way.
But then second, you start to ask, well, what's, assuming this is Iran, what are they trying to accomplish here? Because they haven't attacked us. Are they gathering information? Are they preparing for something? Are they just trying to flex their muscles a little bit and say, look, we can do stuff too. You know, who knows?
What do you want to see the United States do to the ship?
The ship? That's going to be tough because the ship is in international waters, is my assumption. So I don't know what we can do.
If they're launching drones over the course of the United States,
if they're putting
I'd like
things,
to put it on the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, if they're putting things over our airspace, then all of a sudden you have violated everything and you are now under attack. Why are we not doing – it didn't even need to get to this point. You know, if you're monitoring, if you know that Iran has a mothership off the coast of New Jersey in international waters, it seems as if you could take some preemptive measures to make sure nothing happened, but they don't do anything. Because if this is related to Iran, the Iran deals that we've talked about, then basically a policy of appeasement with Iran instead of strength. You know, this is, it's all so linked because the money that's flowed through Iran in the last 4 years has allowed for terror to explode again. And all of just, there's so much to this that drones over New Jersey is just like the latest chapter in the book.
Well, if they know there's a mothership there, and Annie, you're asking, what should we do with it? You know, like your initial reaction is, let's sink it. Let's just turn it into another coral reef off the coast of New Jersey. But my thoughts are, just go take it. Board the boat.
This is mine now.
Take it from them, and we get all the technology. We know what information
sounds
they're
like,
collecting from
sounds
it.
Sounds like Moana.
This is ours now.
Board my boat and sail across the sea and restore the heart of America.
Yes. Take it from them. I mean, I can't think of a bigger flex than that. It's like, all right, you want to do that? This is ours now. Do something. I dare you.
Boy, it's a different situation with Donald Trump being just a few.
I feel like that boat would be ours already.
Let's see, yeah. 40 days away from becoming the president of the United States. Like, I don't know, it's a big FAFO moment. I don't know if I can say that, but I am. It's like, if you want Iran, who has very vocally communicated the death wish of Donald Trump, and from what we understand, maybe been involved in some foiled attempts as of this point in time, if Iran is trying to play at this type of level and now put a ship on our East Coast, Donald Trump is not going to handle this the same way.
No.
That Joe Biden has been handling things for the past 4 years.
In fact, that's probably why it's happening now, is because they know that, well, within a month, we won't be able to do this kind of stuff and get away with it the same. So who knows? But the scary thing still is, until January 20th, Donald Trump doesn't have any authority to do anything about this. We elected him. He will real soon, but they know that. So, again, the same question is, what are they trying to accomplish by doing this right now?
Man, it has to just be information gathering. They're sending these over. One of the clips I heard, the guy said that they were following a Coast Guard ship, just like 12 to 30 of them just following along right behind the Coast Guard ship. You don't do that unless you're collecting information. But then again, I mean, I don't know how much footage you guys have seen coming out of Ukraine, but drones have changed the warfare landscape. It doesn't take much to turn those into weapons, and that's what makes me really nervous about this.
There's a significant amount of generosity. We're watching it happen right here. And honestly, it's funny to see the breakdown in people who are willing to come fill up our bins. We have a Brad bin, an Annie bin, which, by the way, did you know that Judy came in here and turned the upside down Annie sign right side up? And
oh, yeah.
She made Brad get taped to make sure that it was affixed correctly.
That's weird. I've never been a big fan of Judy.
They also had a lot of donations. Carl and Judy, wonderful friends of the Annie Fry Show, specifically of me.
Oh, it's that Judy. I like Judy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you do. But we've got the bins are starting to fill up. Ryan has given with the Ruler Foods folks the cash that we have to go shopping with, and he's going to keep hitting that as frequently as we can get him out there. So it continues to come in, and it's amazing so far, but we have a lot of time left, and I would really like to make sure that you are, given the amount of time, we've got an hour and 45 minutes left, come out here and see us at the Ruler Foods in St. Charles, and let's just do the best we can with the time that we have.
It's funny because in years past, we've had, I don't know that we had these kind of bins. Maybe we had three or four of them before, and maybe a big cardboard, like,
box, yeah.
Yeah, like a giant box. But because the food drives have been successful, they go, oh, well, then let's bring more. Yeah. So there's more
to fill.
They're,
like, stacked like Russian nesting dolls.
Yeah.
We have high expectations, and that's why we need to get some of this cash spent so we can fill these up.
Right.
But you can do that, too. Just come to the Ruler Foods. If you don't want to go in and do the shopping yourself, we want you to. We want you to see the inside of Ruler Foods, especially if you've never been here before. When you come in, you're going to – like, honestly, though, you shop a lot of discount places. Ryan, you're an expert at these things.
Thank you.
I never feel like I'm in a discount grocery store when I'm in a Ruler Foods.
No, I don't either. Actually, it's funny. I think this is the third time this week I've been in a Ruler Foods. I mean, we just go there for everything. Like, we need milk. You know, you just run by because it's easy. It's quick. It's got that model where you don't have to walk to the very back of the department store to get what you want. You know, you can just kind of run in and grab a few things. So that's the way we treat it.
Great. Like, the generic brand is Kroger, which is a wonderful brand. So if you're looking to save even more money, a lot of people don't realize that it's a Kroger store.
The other thing that's cool is that, you know, we obviously like Ruler. Anytime we call them and say, hey, we're thinking about this, they're like, yeah, let's do it. But people have come up today that I didn't know that this was still a thing, that had never been to a Ruler Foods.
Yes.
And they're like, oh, the cart's like, you got to put a quarter. Yeah, you got to put a quarter in.
We've got quarters here, too.
Yeah.
We have a pile of quarters.
But they had never been. So
if you come in and you aren't prepared for that, so... I wanted to play, this has been breaking news out of Fox News.
A Fox News alert to start us off here, and really no surprise, but FBI Director Christopher Wray has announced that he is going to be ending his tenure as the FBI director earlier than the end of his 10-year term, which, again, is not surprising, as Donald Trump has said he wants Kash Patel to head up the FBI in the new administration. David Spont, live at the Justice Department with the breaking news for us. David?
Well, John, Christopher Wray, the FBI director, is making this announcement right now in an all-staff town hall with thousands of FBI employees across the country. He says now is his time to go. As you mentioned, he has a 10-year term. All FBI directors do. He was 7 years into his 10-year term, and realistically, he had two options. Wait to be fired by President-elect Donald Trump because Trump announced Kash Patel would take over, or bow out before. He has chosen to bow out before. Wray is a former Republican lawyer, former DOJ prosecutor here in Washington, D.C., hired by Trump in 2017 after Trump fired James Comey after the entire Russia investigation probe. And Wray pretty much stayed out of the headlines as much as he could, at least. But in 2022, former President Trump became increasingly angry when the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago during the classified documents investigation. Of course, that was ordered by Attorney General Merrick Garland, who oversees the Justice Department, not Christopher Wray. But nonetheless, Christopher Wray saw the future and saw that it is his time to go. So he will be stepping down as Kash Patel, the upcoming FBI director, if confirmed, is on Capitol Hill. So the director right now is making this announcement to an all-staff meeting. We're waiting to get some wording of some of his comments, but not a complete surprise, but this is how he is ending his career at the FBI. And I will notice, John and Sandra, that we don't have an exact end date yet, but we're told it will obviously be before the inauguration, probably sometime in January, but they are still working out those details.
So there's David Spunt reporting for Fox News that the FBI director, Christopher Wray, has resigned. I don't know that this is terribly surprising, but it is kind of nice to see that he's stepping down. He's not going to make Trump fire him or whatever, but it's paving the way for Donald Trump's nominees to come in and do their job or whatever. Christopher Wray was nominated by – he was put there by Trump.
He was. But after he was nominated, we saw there's so many stories about what the FBI did at the top levels that was just corrupt. I mean, it was just purely partisan political action that had nothing to do with real law enforcement. I'm remembering, here's one that nobody ever talks about because there's a whole bunch of them. But do you remember when the supposedly fake Ashley Biden diary ended up in the hands of James O'Keefe? And
yes,
they raided James O'Keefe's house, which is dubious at best, maybe illegal, to get a fake diary? Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for tipping your hand that all this stuff was real and everything you say is false. I mean, that's just one example that sticks out to me because it's so nakedly political and shows the lies at these levels that it's great to see that there's a realignment happening and that he's not going to have to go in and fire everybody. Everybody knows it's coming. The top levels are all starting to flee.
Well, we are going to continue to cover the breaking news as it happens. Even as we are live at Ruler Foods in St. Charles, the food drive is off and running. Ryan, go do more shopping.
Okay.
Another very generous donation, $100 from Wayne. Y'all are just coming in and handing us the, Benjamins. It's very nice to see, and we are excited to shop for you on your behalf and make sure that Ruler Foods is able to do, when you want to make your dollar go further for somebody else, Ruler Foods is a smart place to go do it because that's how I make my dollar go further for my family. When I'm trying to fill up my cart, it's a lot simpler to do at Ruler Foods. Come out to the Ruler Foods in St. Charles. Help us help the St. Louis Area Food Bank. If you are listening to us on 97.1 FM Talk in Missouri and Illinois, your food pantries are helped by the St. Louis Area Food Bank. So if you are able to come and join us and be a part of a solution, I am going to share on the Annie Fry YouTube live chat right now. Now you can go to the description of our live broadcast video right now and click on the link to directly donate to our food drive. So if you can't make it, we do want to see you. Come out to the Ruler Foods. If you can't make it, you can donate directly to our cause today by going to the Annie Fry YouTube channel and then the description of today's live broadcast. Click that link and make a donation.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You got $5 to spare? We'll take it. We'll gladly take it. We'll be right back.
Entered through my window Christmas Eve. My eyes were really droopy, but I really do believe it must have been old Santa, because I saw his big red hat. And I know my mom and dad can't buy like that. Oh, no.
Stuff coming out of the top of Brad's bin over there. I don't know how, if he's stacking the deck like almost literally, but all of our bins are getting close to being full. Anybody who's bringing stuff in and isn't just deliberately trying to give it to one of us, we're putting them in these extra bins. Ellen's got overflowing bins over there right now that she is from Ryan's initial shopping trip, but we have well more to spend than you've already spent.
Yeah, and more keeps coming in. Just since I just did the run at the top of the hour there, Kyle, Chuck, an anonymous gift, Chris, Wayne, Mark the Goat, just did 500, which is cool. That's amazing. Thank you to everybody.
Rodney was in here as well, too, with a donation, and was able to. He said, wasn't he the one who said we guilted him into thinking he had to bring three separate donations to make sure that the
for all three of us.
You don't have to. You just put them all in mine. You get two and put them in Annie's.
They all go to the same spot. I mean, I like to win, but
ultimately they end up in people's mouths.
Yes, and that's who wins.
We just covered the breaking news story here of Christopher Wray resigning, and I find that to be, I don't know what timing we really need to discuss here. There's no doubt that Christopher Wray was not going to continue on as the FBI director.
No.
That's not like that's brand new information. So it's really just a matter of the when of it. Fox News reports that FBI director Christopher Wray is expected to announce his resignation any moment to step down from his post. Fox News learned Wray will make the announcement during an FBI town hall in D.C., during which thousands of FBI employees are expected to join virtually across the country. Wray was 7 years into his 10-year term. It's always funny to me to see these people who are like on the left who are super anti-Trump. I can't remember who it was, but it was definitely on MSNBC just recently. It was like, Donald Trump should let Trump-appointed Christopher Wray complete his full 10-year term. And it's always for the same reason. For the sake of unity. And I'm like, shut up! One of the things that Kristen Welker, in that interview, was that CBS?
NBC.
Beat the Press, NBC. One of the things in the Kristen Welker?
Kristen Welker.
Whoops.
Meet the Press.
NBC.
Yeah. You just met her.
Yes. With Donald Trump. It was an hour and 16 minutes. And if you haven't had the chance to watch it, that's a long time. I understand it. But if you find it on YouTube or find it on the NBC website, you should watch the whole thing. Because she asked questions. They were kind of phrased in the same way that you would expect, you know, people who hate Donald Trump to ask questions. But at the same time, also, she definitely allowed Trump to answer the questions, asked follow-up questions, pressed him a bit, which is a great opportunity for Donald Trump to clarify on things that he believes and things that he's going to do, to clarify, to correct. And I actually found it to be a very substantive, productive interview. And I really feel like Donald Trump has kind of... There's a little bit of a peace offering that seems to be up for anybody who wants to participate in the next 4 years in the media and not do it the way they've done in the past. He almost seems like he's willing to go out there and give them that opportunity to reset the situation, which I think would be massively helpful for going forward.
And some of them act like they're taking it. Kristen Welker is one of the worst partisans on the planet. She's terrible, but that interview wasn't awful. So you do go, well, what is she doing? Is she
maybe they have the Ryan Wiggins philosophy, just set super low standards.
Yeah.
And then you can always overachieve.
Yeah, if you're a pole vaulter, make sure that your bar's on the ground.
Just like, where we have the media starting it.
Incredible.
Starting out
I did
right
it.
Yeah.
But these defections, these resignations that are happening within what we call the deep state, this is all good. Because these are names that if you're involved, like if you go to the average person and say Christopher Wray, they're not going to have any idea who that is.
No, they don't care.
If you're involved in politics, you know the name. You may not even be able to place it, unless it's a day like today where it's newsmaking. But most of these names of these people who are either resigning or will be fired, the beautiful thing is nobody has any idea who they are. So you're not going to hear people getting on their soapbox and going, oh, man, I really love the head of the FDA.
They mean so much to me. Transportation Secretary, I might add that we have drones flying over New Jersey right now with a ship on the East Coast.
Right.
And when we listened to Congressman Van Drew, he was talking about it as a transportation issue.
Yes, it was. Therefore, Pete Buttigieg, which is one of the only names that you're going to know, will also be fired. But that's one of the nice things is that as Trump goes to clean house, it's kind of the same philosophy that we've been talking about. How much is he going to cut? Nobody's even going to know he cut. It's good to cut it, so you need to cut it, but nobody's going to really notice because it's all fluff.
Well, you know, and when they're talking about cuts, you always hear it's like, oh, they're going to cut your benefits. And it's like, man, they may not even cut back on benefits.
That's going to be tough to do
anyway. They might just cut back on personnel. There's a lot of savings that could be saved by cutting back on personnel. And that's, to me, what the Department of Government Efficiency is all about. doing more with less, being more efficient. So I don't know that you'll notice it.
Well, I want to, there's just more people coming in. That's Ryan's.
Yeah, that's
Ryan's. The middle one's been. Annie's been. Then there's Brad, so vote accordingly. So you'll take stuff out of mine?
Oh, yeah.
Just take the stuff out of Ryan's and put it in Annie's. We're continuing to fill up these barrels here at the St. Charles Ruler Foods. And if you haven't shopped Ruler Foods yet, and you've heard me talk about this over and over and over again, are you new to Ruler Foods? Have you never been before? This is the most obvious time for you to come find us at the St. Charles Ruler Foods. Come say hi. I would love to meet you. And then just go check it out for the first time ever. It would be great to have this experience with you and being able to help so many of our neighbors in our communities across the Missouri and Illinois side of the 97.1 listening area, all across it. That's where the St. Louis Area Food Bank is active. And I think it's a wonderful thing that we can do this together, especially during the holiday season. The YouTube live chat poll is kind of in the line of what we're doing here today. We're asking you, does Trump's win make you feel more charitable this holiday season? Yes, no, or I want to, but it's very tough. Because we understand that with the higher need that we've seen as prices have gone through the roof and it's maybe less paycheck at the end of the month in order to be able to feed your family the way you want, or you're just trying to figure out what bill you're not going to pay, that as that happens, it might become more difficult for you to be able to be generous in this regard. So if you don't have that ability, we completely understand that, but we have seen an enormous amount of generosity so far, and we're hoping to continue to do that. We'll be out here broadcasting until 3 p.m. today. And don't easy now, Ryan. Now, make sure that he understands what's going on here before you just tell him that that's the bin that it goes. Okay.
Oh, yeah. He's going all in.
He understands.
He understands. Now he's got some for Annie.
Oh, here we
How
go.
How do you like that? How do you like that?
I think you might be winning now, too.
Oh, no. Two for Annie.
Two for Annie. He just threw you a bone.
More for Brad.
Mac and cheese. I don't know.
No, Brad's
right. Brad's looking pretty good. Ryan, are you holding up the rear?
That has been said of me.
Someone's got to do it. Thank you, sir. We appreciate you. Gosh, I don't know. Maybe the Ryan Wiggins support comes in the 2 o'clock hour.
Well, let's keep in mind that somebody just gave a large cash donation that said that's for your bucket. So I think I might be winning.
Well, other than the goat who made that nice, generous donation.
Mark.
Oh, quote. Yeah, we got a quarterback. He even returned the quarter. Thank you.
What a guy.
That's for my bucket.
I'll allow that. We're going to unload these buckets, and at the bottom is going to be a bunch of quarters and rinds. Come out and see us. And I don't know, Ryan. I'm going to be honest. I'm kind of feeling sorry for you right now.
Well, that's okay.
That bucket.
Yeah, it's because my bucket's mostly empty.
I can see.
It's a sad state of affairs.
Coming out of the top of my bucket, and I can see even more things coming out of the top of Brad's
mac
bucket.
And cheese and brownies.
But here I am.
That
Come
sounds
out
like
to see us.
My son's dream lunch.
Yeah,
but
holding up the
rear. All I see is somebody's lost glove. Why is that on your bucket?
I don't know, but I keep looking at it, thinking I think I could just walk around slapping people. Saying that I was offended by something.
Just go challenge him to a duel.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
All right, the YouTube live chat poll. Does Trump's win make you feel more charitable this holiday season? Got a few comments from our listeners here on the Annie Fry YouTube live chat here. Let's start with partaking. No, because the Bible says to give. It doesn't refer to how you feel or how much you make to be able to give. I mean, biblically speaking, we know of the woman who
the
put
widows
the
two
pennies, at least if that's how the Americans tell it, into what that story.
It's the widow's mite. She only had two copper pieces left, and pennies are probably about three times larger than what these copper pieces are. But that's all she had left, and she put it in the bucket, and, you know, God said she gave more than all these other people that are giving bigger amounts, because it's about equal sacrifice, not equal giving.
Yep. I'm looking right now on our even better. Five people have donated cash on our link right now. And I'm going to just go ahead and click share here, and I'm going to copy this, and I'm going to tweet it out I'm going to post it. I'm going to say X, guys. It's going to be a New Year's resolution for me, is just to say X and never say Twitter again. But if you are looking to donate to our food drive directly to our cause right now, I would love for you to go to the Annie Fry Show X account. Here's another thing you could do. Brad, we're talking about, like, how much can you give? If mm-hmm. you are limited on what you can give, you can go retweet that right now. You can repost it right now.
Yeah.
I'm failing.
And Meredith came on and spoke with us yesterday, and the other thing that they need is volunteers. So if you don't have money but you have time, you can give of that as well.
Yep. We've got five people who have donated so far. We have $225 right there. We appreciate everybody who is making the time to come be out here. Listen, if you've got $5 to spare right now and you want to just throw it into our online drive, because you can't make it out to Ruler Foods, of course we want to – there's more cash coming in. Of course we want to make a big impact. It's nice to have the visual of all of these red bins being filled, and they are being filled as we go along here. But at the same time – oh, my goodness, thank you. At the same time, this cash that we're getting is going to be able to go so far, and to be able to specifically have Ryan go into the store here at Ruler Foods and shop for the things that that the food bank needs the most.
Yeah, and in light of today's news about Christopher Wray, I think my New Year's resolution is going to be to stop referring to these donations as cash and refer to them as Patels. Thank you very much. We will be here until 3.
Yeah. Most of us. I might leave early. Let's take a quick break. A more Annie Fry Show around the corner. We've got some people here that we want to shake hands with. I hope you're one of them before the show gets over. We love seeing you. We love being able to come together in the holiday season and help people, but we cannot do it without you. Please come see us. St. Charles Ruler Foods to help the St. Louis area food bank. We'll be right back. It's going to take money. A whole lot of spending money. It's gonna take plenty of money to do it right, child. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show.
It's gonna take
time. Plenty of money to do it right, child.
That's right. We are approaching $2,000. We're not quite there, but the way people have been coming in and handing us $100 bills, and it does not have to be a $100 bill. Mm-hmm. It could be a $5 bill, and it will still be very, very helpful to the cause. We have $225 raised right now on our Annie Fry Show Holiday Food Drive. I've put on X the link, so if you want to tweet it out or retweet it or whatever, we would love to have your support there. Try to raise as much money as we can today for the St. Louis Area Food Bank. We're broadcasting live from the Ruler Foods in St. Charles, and we're having a great time meeting people for the first time, seeing a lot of people who have come back, faces that we now, that we see you once or twice a year now.
Yeah, yeah.
At these things.
Love seeing you guys because we don't usually get to see any of you, and so whenever we get to put a face with a name or a caller or a voicemail, we love to get the chance to meet you and then just come out here and see you guys do all these awesome giving
Brad
things.
Brad is a terrific producer. We have
love to hear where this is
other
going.
Great producers that we're going to test right now to see how good they are, because we're going to give away Cardinals tickets.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to see if they're ready. So you get to test them.
Do you know what we're giving away, Ryan?
I do. I do. It is the Bobblehead Games ticket pack. This is 6 games, all bobblehead giveaways. So if you win, if you are the, I think we're going to do 11th caller back at the studio.
11 in honor of?
You tell me.
I don't know. Royce Clayton.
Royce Clayton.
Paul DeYoung.
Paul DeYoung.
Yes, that's what we're intending. This is the phone number, 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. Be the 11th caller, especially if your name is Royce or Clayton.
Or there's Paul.
Or
DeYoung. There's no extra chance for somebody.
There's no, I know, but it's just something we would think was cool. You can be the 11th caller, 314-241-9797, and you will win the Bobblehead Games ticket pack from the Cardinals.
Fun. Are you excited? Ethan's doing other things right now, so he every time I say something about the Cardinals, he gives me this dirty look. Have you ever seen him do that?
Yes, yes.
The winter meetings are going to be upon us, and we just found out we're going to get the fifth. This is the first time since the number in my head is like 1987. That's probably not it, that we've had that high of a pick. It's been a while since we've
had. No, I think we got 5 last year, but that's because of the draft lottery.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. But I read an article that said, or I read a headline.
It's new, though.
That said that this is a high pick
for
us.
What's the WAL?
Go on, Ethan. Ethan's dying. He's like going to quit his job.
Yeah, it's about time you guys talk some Cardinals baseball. Gee whiz.
Explain the draft position.
Yeah, so yesterday was the Major League Baseball draft lottery. So the Cardinals had, I think, the 13th highest odds of finishing with the number one pick. They ended up at number 5. So they did very well compared to what they were expected to get. Last year, they had the number 7 pick, and they acquired J.J. Weatherholt, who's already by far the best prospect that we have had in years. So it's kind of funny. We actually had a better record this past season, but we got a better pick this year just because of the way that the lottery, the odds of it kind of ended up going. So definitely optimistic for the future of the Cardinals.
Is it going to make the Cardinals better?
I mean, it's so hard to know. I mean, the Cardinals have a phenomenal...
That's a no.
Hold on. Easy now. Easy now. This isn't something you're going to see in the immediate. Like, in baseball, these guys take time to develop. So it's going to take a little while. But if you draft the right person, then no doubt this could definitely be beneficial down the road for the Cardinals.
Are the Cardinals going to turn around on January 20th like the country?
No, it might take a little bit more time than that. I'm more optimistic about the near future of the country than I am about the near future for the Cardinals.
What's the war on?
What do you
picks?
Have more hopes for?
What's the OPS?
The Cardinals in 2025 or Ryan Wiggins' bin getting full before the end of the show?
Well,
what do you think is more likely? Oh my gosh!
Wow,
Marty!
I can't count that while I'm on the air.
I can. Oh. Thank you.
Is that a pet carrier?
That's a trapper for your raccoon.
Oh.
Are you kidding me?
That's great news. This is very practical for my life.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. I'm putting it right outside that sewer.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm going to put some berries in there.
What are you going to do after you catch this raccoon?
I'm just going to kick it around.
No, you're not.
Probably
you
let it go.
I feel like I'm going to get a phone call. Brad, what do
Brad,
I do now?
You're going to call Marty.
Help.
You're going to get Marty on the phone. You were saying?
I was not saying anything. I mean, I was saying literally the basis of nothing.
Ryan was talking about the war on the Cardinals or something like that. I don't know. He's trying to compare war and the Cardinals.
Yeah, with these draft picks, Ethan, what would you say is the OPS?
What would I say is the OPS? What the hell does that mean?
I'm trying to talk shop here, and you're throwing me under the bus.
He wants some numbers, Ethan. Come on.
Come on.
I would say that the OPS is you know, I'm thinking a solid 6.
That's
close. That's not very good.
That's
not very good. I know that.
I don't think you know what that means.
No, he has no idea. You don't. What do you mean you don't think? You know
nada.
He doesn't know
nada.
He thought Juan Soto was a wide receiver.
You know, why don't we just do a little play-by-play, Ryan? Here, why don't you tell us about the state, the situation? We're a little past halftime. I'd say this is about the sixth inning. We're getting upon the seventh inning stretch here at 150 on 97.1 The Andy Fry Show. Give us the lay of the land of what we see as far as donations go, like the actual food donations, and then we'll give a little bit of an update on the cash donations that are coming in.
Sure, there's a ton of food donations, and they're in the bins.
What are you, Bill and Ted?
And, really enjoying watching this. The OPS is super high out here. And one thing that I've been really, really impressed by is the food donations. Because that's why we're here, you guys. I don't know if you realize that. But this is a fun event, but it goes to a great cause.
What do you mean, but?
It's, well,
it can
you
be
know,
both.
You can't
it can
have
be an
and do good at the
it's
same
a fun
time.
Event.
But somehow we've managed to
and
crack
it's
that
good.
Code. But I really do want to thank everybody who's come out and given. Not only are the bins getting pretty close to full.
Specifically two of the three in front of us.
Yeah, so that's a problem, but. Everything else has gone really well. Lots of cash donations blowing it up here.
Brad, what your assessment of the bins in front of us here be right now?
So Annie's bin is stacked the highest, and she's got a big
stacked
old
the highest.
Yeah, a big old bag of oats. I can't actually see
big
down
old
in
bag
them.
Oats.
That's a bin.
That's the brand of something I'd like to own.
Big old bag of oats.
Big old bag of oats. Brad.
You'd probably buy that out right next to the Wild Bone Company. But, we're really full. Tasty Bite. Oh, man.
Tasty Bites.
That's good.
Tender
and then
riddles.
Marie Callender. Wow.
And
so lots of food.
The cash donation so far.
So far, what I've got right now is $1,620.
Well, I'm really glad you said that because the very generous donation of Marty who just came in here added $400 to the total, which puts us over $2,000, and that is in cash donations so far. We also have an online donation going right now where you can go online. I've put it on my X account, at Annie Fry Show. If you're on the Annie Fry YouTube account, we have a live broadcast up there, and the link that you can donate directly is in the description of today's live broadcast. So a couple of different places you can get it. It's also at 971talk.com/events. You can see our food drive event listed there. So those are three different ways you can come donate if you can't make it out here today. And that is up to $275. Somebody put a $5,000 target on that. So we have a ways to go on that one. But boy, we are over $2,000 of hand walk-in, handoff donations. And it's just an amazing thing to be a part of. What are you looking at?
I can't. My volume's down. I just wasn't sure. If,
okay. I was going to say, you look like you were in the...
Since we are, as you described, in the seventh inning here, this is the part where we pause and Annie sings God Bless America.
Take it away, Annie.
You guys are awful. If you win, I will sing God Bless America.
If I win?
Yeah, it has to be a definitive.
Wait, are
everybody
you
agrees.
Sing it on the air?
Oh.
Are you just going to call us?
I will sing some of it on. Hey, no, Marty. No. Hey. He's taking stuff out of my bin and putting it in Ryan's.
Look.
Project backfire.
Here,
I'm trying to get. Well, you can do whatever you want. You just get $400.
Here's the. We need terms on this because if I win, I don't want you to be like, okay, God bless America, and then you're done.
What if I'm a bad singer?
I want it. I don't care if you're a bad singer. I want it from the heart and the whole thing.
How else would I sing God Bless America?
From the heart, the whole thing. I want it to be pretty decent. I want people to...
pretty decent.
I want people to take their hats off. I want to see a couple of tears.
I need... From me?
Maybe.
From the people who have to listen to it around me.
Anybody.
This sounds like a bet, though, so you have to do something if she wins.
Okay, I'm going to add one caveat. You have to win in your tub, and we have to get over $3,000 in donations. In cash.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. I'm fine with that.
By the end of the show.
Ryan's like, I'll make that sacrifice. But if we don't, Ryan sings O Holy Night.
Oh, he did that yesterday.
Yeah,
I could pull that up right now.
No, that's okay.
Oh, don't start what you can't end. Something here.
Thank you.
You should be ringing out there.
They said
or something
it was
like
very
that.
Good.
Who said it was very good?
Marty.
You need to have your radio fixed.
Marty is very generous.
Yeah, again,
and
Marty.
You're trashing him?
Marty can do whatever he wants. I was wrong. You're right. Marty is correct. He's the one who's moving stuff out of my thing here. But
No. I. What is that? That's not real.
That's you, bud.
No. See, that's.
I don't love that Brad's videotaping.
Keep going.
This.
Put your phone down. Put your phone down.
That's where I tell Brad to put his phone down because I totally was videoing it myself.
I was the decoy.
You guys
I
do the same thing every time. It's not as if I'm not aware that this is going to happen now.
And you're fully committed, which is why we appreciate you.
Well, I have to do what I have to do. It's just like today.
How do you, when you
we
go to career day?
We just come out here, it's for people.
When you go to career day for your kid, how do you explain what you do?
I don't.
You lie.
My wife teaches
I'm a checker at Ruler
Foods.
So
I'm just like, you do it. you do career day. I got to go work.
We are out broadcasting live at the St. Charles Ruler Foods. We have the CEO and president of the St. Louis Area Food Bank back here with us right now. Lots of people coming to say hi. The bins are starting to get full, but you guys, you got to get going and spend some of this money.
Mm. Okay.
If we get to $3,000 in cash donations and Ryan's bin is the fullest at the end, I will sing
God bless America. That's what he said.
I will sing a portion of it, maybe into the break. I don't know that anyone
needs
our
a
boss is like, that's a bad
don't
deal.
Do that.
Don't do that. You,
do
it's
it
not
in the parking
good.
Lot. What's the name of this road out here?
West Clay Street?
West Clay Street. Go out on West Clay.
I would rather go sing it outside than on the microphone to all of St. Louis.
Take the microphone with you.
Yes. I will. Just unplug it on my way. Oh, man. You can go to the Annie Fry show on X, and you can see the link directly there where you can donate. If you can't make it in today, we would love to see you be able to donate that $5. It does not have to be a huge, massive donation, but we will always take those as well. The kindness and the generosity of the people in the Annie Fry Show audience, of the listeners to 97.1 FM Talk, it never ceases to amaze me. I am always so humbled to be able to be a part of this community with you here in St. Louis, to be partnered with the St. Louis Area Food Bank. This is a very, very happy day, and we're excited to be a part of it with you. So please, please find the generosity that you can afford, what fits your budget, and share it with us so we can share it with those people who need a meal this holiday season. Ruler Foods in St. Charles, come say hi. You can find us at Annie Fry Show on X, also on YouTube. We'll be right back.